This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting Freezer Isle Foods. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and joining me as always are my friends and compatriots, Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Fantasy Everything, the podcast that the, oh, why did I get Jamaican?
You got Jamaican.
The podcast.
The podcast. No, the podcast that just got back from Italy.
It did get Jamaican.
I was thinking, see the face that you're making when you do it.
You're doing that De Niro, do the Arby's sauce thing.
It's a good sauce. They got a good sauce over there at Arby's. It's good. They got two sauces. They got Arby sauce. They got a horsey sauce. The horsey one's a little spicier.
It's I don't want it to bit, sound crazy. To did you meet anybody
no,
with
no,
like
you
a comical?
Have to fucking, don't you fuck with me, Sean Jordan. You have to admit, it's a little bit of a spicier sauce. The horsey sauce, it's got a fucking kick to it. You fucking prick. You fucking piece of shit. You absolute fucking moron. You're going to come in here and tell me the horsey sauce isn't a little bit spicier?
See?
Was it there for a second? I felt like it was in there.
It was there. It was there, man.
That's how he is.
It was in there. It was in there.
So did you meet anybody with like a Mario type American accent when you were in Italy? Like, was there anybody?
I thought you were going to ask him if you met anybody whose last name was Spaghetti. I don't know why. I thought
Didn't
that.
Somebody send us like a wiki or like a.
I thought
like
you were going to say that.
Somebody sent us a page where there was somebody with the last name Spaghetti. Because we'd had this conversation a while
back.
Yeah,
we talked about it before. I think about it a lot.
Buongiorno, senor. My name is Roberto. And what's your last name?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Hey there, my name's Jason Spaghetti. I just moved here from Florence and tickled the living Renner, South
Dakota.
And this is
the Dew Tour. There was no one with like a Mario-style accent. But, you know, they're like, it's a little, you know, they have a little, you know, they talk, it's not that exaggerated.
The rhythm to their speech is really pretty.
Yeah. It's a beautiful language.
They speak English in an accent beautifully too.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like yeah. some people, when they speak English, you're like, oh man.
I'll tell you this. I love, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Germans.
Yeah. Like people from Wisconsin.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
That Midwest accent is that the weirdest American accent? Just
yes.
like,
because what is it?
It's just really strange.
It's that Nordic shit. And I'm from there. It kills me where I'm just like, man.
Oh, yeah.
I sound like that, too. When I go, especially when I go back, get into my cups a little bit. I'm just like, well, sure, sure. Oh, yeah, bud. Yep. A lot of that. Oh, yeah.
What about
yeah.
Cajun? I feel like Cajun's also one of those accents where it's
Cajun.
But that's like delightful.
Yeah. That's a carnival ride.
Get down there, little yeah. like gator over there, that juvenile.
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah. Cajun is like a carnival where you might die, but
yeah.
it's fun.
You're going like, on the ride, but you're not sure about
hot
it.
Hot dish isn't sexy.
Yeah, no. Oh, sure. God, no. Oh, right there.
Dude, it's so fun watching right these there. Tough guys. There's tough guys with the accent, and you're like, okay. So
you're cruising like, for a bruising, master.
Right outside, bud. You're like, all right.
But those dudes will, like, cave your face
yeah,
in.
Yeah, also start.
They will, yeah. They'll stomp
chest.
You into the ground, sure.
It's, which is too bad, because it would be laughing the whole time.
Such a cute accent.
Italy, I won't bore you with details, but what a fucking place. What a country. Amazing. Naples in Italy is fucking insane.
Free the Naples.
You were there when Napoli won the Serie A title too, so you were probably partying.
Were they going up?
The city was going up. They were like, I mean, I wasn't in Naples when they won it, but
okay,
I got there a couple weeks after, but it was like, you could tell they had won it. Yeah. They had like banners everywhere. I bought a Maradona t-shirt.
Ooh.
It was, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Some of the best pizza I've ever, the best pizza I've ever had in my life. Maybe the best food I've ever had in my life was Naples? Pizza that I had in Naples. But yeah, that city's crazy. There are no, if there are traffic laws, everyone has collectively decided not to follow them.
Suggestions, recommendations.
Is it reasonable?
The lights don't matter. It is unreasonable. It is, but you just have to surrender yourself to it. Yeah.
I kind of like
crazy.
That.
It just seems to work. It's like an organic thing.
Now, when you say the lights don't matter, is it like, because you know, like in LA, when the light turns red, four cars will go. I feel like the number is about three or four cars will take a left turn after the light turns red.
Maybe I don't understand their light system, but I feel like I was stopped, like I had a green light and they had a red light and they just kept going. And they were like, what are you going to do? And they didn't know what I was going to do. I was just a dude in a Fiat. Like they had no fucking clue.
Wait, you guys were driving?
Yeah.
Do you drive on the, I don't want to sound like an asshole. You drive on the same side of the road?
You don't sound like an asshole. You're an angel. And it's like America. Only England and British colonies are places where you drive on that side of the road.
Awesome. That's fun.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but definitely England. All right.
I guess I didn't realize that you were going to like get to rent a car. That's tight.
Yeah. We got a car in Florence and drove Florence, Tuscany, Rome, Amalfi Coast, and then Naples.
You
How
road
pretty was that?
It? Oh, yeah. Man. Fucking that's amazing. Beautiful.
Just green.
Ugh, rolling hill. And Tuscany is absurd. The whole place is absurd.
So you were like out there. You were like disconnected.
Yeah.
A little bit, like city to city. You were just like in the country for some of it.
On the freeways, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's amazing.
They have like, you pull off and they have these like truck stop type things that have like great espresso and really good looking sandwiches.
They're not like a Flying J.
No, but they are like a Flying J, but with good food. And I don't know, Flying J might have good food for all I know.
They do.
I like that street food shit. That's, man.
They got a thing called like mozzarella and carota, which is like mozzarella in a carriage, which is just like a deep fried mozzarella sandwich. They're doing it over there.
It's weird for me to think about like a truck stop in a different country. So there's like semi drivers, there's truck drivers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like you see semis on the freeway, just like you would in Modesto.
Exactly.
It's weird to think about.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like an Italy thing.
Logistics, dude. They happen everywhere. And that's why I'm shifting us from All Fantasy Everything to just mostly a logistics company.
Everybody trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they truck.
Now that ICE is on board. Isaac, by the way, Isaac, this is your first time with the whole original crew.
Yeah,
I'm back from my sabbatical, my radical sabbatical. Welcome to the team, bro.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to, have an actual captain on board insted of a...
Yeah, Sean Joe.
See, now that hurts.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
So self-conscious. I'm saying shit I don't ever say. It's
Sean,
so funny
I
when
love
I got to host
you.
I listen back and you do a great job.
You do an amazing job, Sean.
I tried to shout your dates out the first one and I forgot them and I felt so bad about it. All June 22nd, June 24th, Comedy Works.
When I'm disappeared by a Bolivian hit squad, dude, this podcast won't miss a beat.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I will, because I will go down to Bolivia, find the hit squad, deal with them accordingly, and bring
you
back.
I'm heading down south there. I'll tell them to chill.
Thank you. The Bolivian hit squad would be like a good name for a music group.
Yeah, like if I was a girl, that's what I would call my breasts.
Yeah, the Bolivian hit squad. Yeah.
Yes. That should be the new name for Toothic. It should be the Bolivian hit squad.
The Bolivian
hit squad.
Yeah. Or we could like... I heard Toothic's in the studio with the Bolivian Hit Squad, so that album's coming.
Toothic featuring the Bolivian Hit Squad.
Yeah, they're a production team out of Bogota.
Yeah.
That's Colombia, but...
Bogota.
Yeah, what's Bolivia's main city? I don't even know. Why was that Colombia?
It's...
What is it? Just say it's an international operation, you know? It's an international operation.
We're Pan-American.
Pan-American, yes.
Sean Jordan is here. Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan, and that's on Instagram.
There it is. If you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, June 15th, go ahead and come out and see me. And the next day, if you're in Cleveland, Ohio, June 16th, go ahead and come out and see me doing two shows in each of those cities, June 15th and 16th. And I believe the 15th is at the Lawbird, and then the 16th is at Mahal's. So come to those. Columbus is almost sold out. Cleveland, we could use some salt and pepper. So go ahead and go ahead and buy a ticket. It'll be fun. I'm good at stand-up, and I'm excited to be there.
Wow, that's exciting. David Boris here, Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Not on Twitter, but appearing live at the following places.
Rio de Janeiro. No, I'm not doing any stand-up there. I'm just, yeah, I'm fucking hyped, bro. I can't wait.
Who are you going with?
Dolo.
Solo Dolo?
Wow. Good for I've never
you.
Done that.
I love yeah. that.
Diaz Diaz.
Wow. What's on the docket?
Jeep Tour of the Jungle for sure. Christ the Redeemer for sure. Sugarloaf for sure. And then I just kind of want to just walk around and soak it in, man. I want to rent a moped like in the Ja Rule Holla Holla video. Yeah.
Holla Holla. Then, what's Sugarloaf?
It's a mountain.
Okay.
Are you going to recreate Fast Five and just say, this is Brazil?
A lot.
A lot. Yeah. Just everywhere.
A lot of times.
But they won't be sick of that at all.
I wouldn't be. If someone was like, this is Beaverton, I'd be like, say it.
Say it again.
Tell them again.
For them in the back.
I mean, they're going to run out of cities in that franchise. They will end up in Beaverton.
Oh, watch the Nuggets? Yeah, I just want to chill out there. Just like, you know, I go to the beach a lot.
Yeah.
Do you speak any Portuguese at all or no?
Like Duolingo level for a couple months. Nothing crazy.
Boy, do the bang.
Wow.
That's yeah, how you yeah, say yeah. wow. To the bone, to the bang.
To the bone, to the
bang.
Joao.
Joao. Mujer.
Joao.
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 Also June 18th, Jamel Johnson and I are headlining the DC Improv. And then I am gearing up for like a fall tour. So Richard gearing up. I'm putting the hamster in my butt, as they say.
Who is
they?
What
they say, dude.
Who the fuck is they saying this?
They're saying it. They don't identify themselves. It's
his whole team. They're emailing him like, David, get the hamster in your butt, man.
It's a shadowy cabal.
It's going to be a lot of the South and the Midwest because those are kind of the places I don't go that much.
It's a Midwest swing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That song still knocks. I still like that song.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on TikTok, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Rail Italia app, where you can get a meatball or a matzo ball. The choice is yours.
I like that.
Buongiorno. Means
Buongiorno.
Come see me at the Denver Comedy Works downtown, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, where I will be doing my signature brand of very funny stand-up comedy. And then...
English.
I'll be doing it in English. I will be... Assuming this offer has been accepted, it was sent to me, and I said yes, and then I've heard nothing else after that. But gird your loins, Las Vegas, Nevada, because I will be at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club July 7th, 8th, and 9th, which is during NBA Summer League. So if you're going to be out there for NBA Summer League, come see me do stand-up comedy at night after you've seen... I can't imagine Victor Wembanyama's going to be there, but Brandon Miller.
Scoot Henderson.
Scoot Henderson, maybe. And then come hang out with me, the other huge French prospect.
Aren't you Belgian?
Huge French prospect.
Paris, too. Belgium and Paris.
Bulgin.
Bulgin.
It's a common mistake.
Yeah, I'm bulging out here, dude. The Bulgin consulate. But come see me in Las Vegas. Again, assuming that show is indeed happening, which I think it is. And by the time this drops, tickets should be available July 7th, 8th, and nice in a little town I like to call. Mm-hmm. And feel free to use this. But if you do, please give me credit. It's a little fun turn of phrase. I like to call it Lost Wages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's just... just a taste. Ooh. And if you enjoyed that.
You want to see more of that, go ahead and go to Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Pick up your tickets. Come see me do stand-up comedy. So come see me at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Las Vegas, Nevada, or in Denver, Colorado, June 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Please come out to Denver. I'm really, really excited about those shows. I think it's going to be a great time. I fucking love Denver. Isaac, any dates?
Any dates for me? You can come see me at the local H Mart in Koreatown. You can see me at various Thai restaurants and Mexican restaurants around East Los Angeles. See me, you know, just hanging around Westlake and Echo Park area. Also, you can check me out on my podcast, The Icebox, which is currently inactive, but I have a few things brewing. So
keep an eye out.
There it is.
We are gathered here today not only to talk about Isaac at an H Mart crying or otherwise, but also to fantasy draft freezer aisle foods. Now, H Mart has itself a freezer aisle.
Of course it does.
A pretty well-stocked freezer aisle. Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk about food that's found in any freezer aisle in any grocery store. And the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the two of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh, yes.
Sean wins. A natural. Scissors against paper.
Yes.
Sean, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
It's like that ribbon thing that Will Ferrell had in Old School. You know how it, like, when he's dancing and the ribbon just looks like a big
rhythmic gymnastics.
S.
Yeah, rhythmic gymnastics.
It just will not. It's just like a big old slinky, curvy looking S. That's serpentine. It just kind of goes to one side, back to the other, and you know, basically that's like right on the nose. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Is that thing.
Basically, what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I'm going first. Clear, I think, number one. So,
really?
Me, and then I think so.
You think a clear number one?
I think so. For Frozen, we'll see. For Frozen Isle? I think.
It's so big.
It's huge. It's huge. Yep, right. Well, for me, there's something I needed. So, I'm first, David second, Ian's third.
Hot corner. Sean Jordan, who just looked into his cup and cursed.
I'm out of coffee, man. I thought I had more coffee in there.
Is that one of the glasses from when we went to Vegas? Is that one of the reusable cups?
No, those are gone.
Oh, those are
that
gone.
That bums me out. You're talking those red, the hard keg cups that we bought?
Yeah.
It was me, you, and that was the first time we met Harper. No, anyway, I think those got left at the Fortress, and then they probably just disappeared.
They definitely didn't disappear. Those don't biodegrade. Those will be on the earth.
No, I mean, but they made their way somewhere else. Yeah. I don't know.
Disappeared by the Bolivian hit squad.
Those were some of the grossest cups I think I've ever encountered. And but I loved them. I loved them so much. I digress.
You digress. Sean Jordan, you have the first pick in the Freezer Isle Foods All Fantasy Everything draft. And we're going to get to that first pick right after we take a short break. We'll be right back.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, The women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow the Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Wait, what are you eating, Ian?
It's the skin of the inside of a grapefruit. Should I stop?
The
are you picking it up?
The skin of the inside of grapefruit? No, it's fine. You're talking fine, but...
The pith?
You like that part? Ian...
Dude, if you gave me 150 guesses, I would not have gone there.
Yeah. I'm a fucking wild card, dude.
I didn't know that was something people ate.
Leave this in. This is us coming back from the break.
Why
I
not?
Want the people to know. I want the people to know. We don't hide anything on All Fantasy Everything.
No.
I've been eating the pith, I think it's called, the white stuff from the inside of a grapefruit.
Okay? That is,
can I see it?
Hell
That's
yeah.
extraordinary.
Yeah, there's the outside of a grapefruit. And then you have the inside.
So just like the same shit from the inside of an orange, right?
Yeah, like the inside of an orange. I'll eat it on an orange. I'll eat it on a grapefruit. I don't know why.
And that tastes good to you, or you just eat it because it's like busy stuff?
It's busy stuff. It's got kind of a fun bitterness.
Mm.
Okay.
Somebody told me once it's really good for you.
So it's like Shane, a fun bitterness kind of thing.
Kind of a fun bitterness. A Shane Torres.
Yeah.
Got him,
Never
dude.
Safe. Never safe.
Cold Stone Steve Austin.
I'm excited. Can I go?
Oh, wait a minute.
Or are we even back yet? I don't even think
Do
I
Do you
heard
want
it.
To come back with the food, dude?
We're conditionally back. And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed, except, of course, for the icebox.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But that's it. And my mama told me.
My mama told me.
Sean Jordan, you fucking piece of shit. Sean Jordan, it's time for your first pick.
What do you think about this voice?
Sean Jordan, it's time. Maybe I'll do the whole podcast in this fucking voice. It's time for your first pick in the freezer aisle foods. Motherfucking All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft.
If you do that voice for the rest of this show, I'll buy you a new pair of shoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You'll buy me a new pair of shoes if I do the entire podcast in this voice?
Yes.
Do I get to pick the shoes? Or do you pick the shoes?
No, you don't get to pick the shoes. Okay, I'm not getting your Italy shoes.
Is it a reasonable pair of sneakers? Do we walk down to some store? Are you going to fucking get me with some like fucking $35 pair of fucking Pumas or something like that?
You know how long this podcast is? We haven't even done the first.
As the guy who's going to edit your voice, like I veto this. Like right. I don't want this transaction.
I didn't think it was going to get that far.
All right, Sean, you have the first pick. Go ahead. Sorry, I...
Frozen pizza. I mean,
what brand?
Tombstone, for
Tombstone
sure.
Tombstone frozen pizza. Okay.
Tombstone frozen pizza. I'm not.
I think we need
to
get specific.
We can be terribly specific.
There's
That's
a
fine.
Couple I would take ahead of it, but I get you.
Yeah. Now are those still on the board?
I feel like with this, it's all brand loyalty too.
I think it's brand loyalty.
If we're talking frozen foods, aisle.
Absolutely, dude. So I'm in for all that. So for me, in the frozen pizza world, Tombstone is a clear winner. There's other ones that are better, but they take longer. And a Tombstone, I can go ahead and get one. I can do the whole thing. I can just eat a whole Tombstone if I feel like it. I really like the thickness. I like the price. They're right about $4.55. You know, I'm in it. You know, I like that. You know what I really like about it? The thickness.
I like the thickness and I like the price.
Yeah, I like to take a lot of lotion and just put it on the bottom.
All right,
no. You got excited.
I don't care for a bougie frozen pizza, and they've got bougie frozen pizzas out there.
Yeah, no, they're never good.
Cost as much as a delivery pizza. Get the fuck out of town.
It's crazy to me.
I don't want
to
eat frozen arugula.
Yeah, exactly. I want supreme.
Yeah,
I want these peppers that may have been made in a lab.
You know what else I like about a Tombstone is they don't have the big box. The Tombstone is like shrink wrapped almost, so it's just the pizza that you put. Like
Tombstone
when
Tony's is like that too.
When I was on the bus heavy with my backpack, like that box would take up a lot of space, so I could put the Tombstone in there easier than like a big other brand that would have a big box.
School bus or a city bus?
No, like riding the bus, the city bus. So like you have to go get groceries and bring the groceries home, but you don't have a car. You know?
I would put all the shit
in my backpack, and Tombstones would fit perfectly. And they're just, they're thick. They're just good. I just like a Tombstone. Real simple.
Pepperoni? Cheese?
I mean, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll get pepperoni and I will move all the pepperonis to one side. So it's like heavy pepperoni on one side and then cheese on the other. So it's like I'm getting a half and half, double pep on one side. That's kind of my favorite thing to do.
And then the other side's basically a sauce receptacle.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I'll make, sometimes I'll make a little design. Sometimes I'll eat like half the pepperonis before I even put it in the oven there because they're frozen and you can just eat them.
Oh, damn. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're still friends.
Do we frozen? Wait, did you just say you eat frozen pepperoni?
I will on a tombstone sometimes. If it's not like, so if you've had it out of the freezer from the grocery store to the crib, however long, those pepperonis aren't like hard anymore. They're just cold pepperonis. So yeah, I'll pop a few of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cold pep.
Leave this in, cold Isaac. Leave I'm, all leaving the silence
I'm leaving the silence in. I'm going to leave that pause in here.
Don't cut any of this out.
Isaac, you're a foodie. How does a frozen pepperoni strike you?
It strikes me like it's a slap in my face, like it's an actual strike, actually, to my character. But it's
Taekwondo strike.
First of all, we're talking about a frozen pizza here. So if I'm like in the process of preparing it or whatever, the oven's warming up, I unwrap it, I'll go ahead and, I'll go ahead and pop a couple.
I've had it. I've eaten it. I've eaten it. I've done it.
Do you church it up a little bit? Like, do you put like sriracha on it or like?
Not a lot. Oh, afterwards?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Come on.
That's all. Yeah. I mean, you can't tell it's a pizza most of the time when I'm eating it.
Absolutely not. The dance floor gets crowded.
My plate looks like I just dumped ranch and hot. You can't get sriracha right now. It's crazy. Yeah, ranch and hot sauce.
You gotta go to the 99 or the, you know, come on.
You can get the expensive sriracha right now. You can't get it in Portland at a grocery store. They just don't have it.
Really?
You can get like the crazy, like the in the health food aisle, they have like the $10 sriracha, which is okay.
Well, go to the H Mart on Belmont or the 99 Ranch in I think Happy Valley.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy throwing boiling around at me.
That's
look at
this
guy. No, I was in the studio. I remember that.
I
set on fire when we were at your house on Division.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We had to call the fire department.
Yeah. We had to ring the alarm.
As of April 11th, another sriracha shortage. Unprecedented inventory shortage.
Oh my God.
Just make more of it.
They just don't have it at grocery stores. So I've been having to like branch out a lot. Normally it's just tons of sriracha, tons of ranch, tombstone pizza. Sometimes I'll only cut it into four parts and just eat the four huge pieces. That's fun for me.
There's a chili shortage in Mexico because of their drought last summer.
Are you sourcing back the sriracha shortage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why I like you, man. That's not why I like you. One of the reasons is because you deep dive.
You track down these sauce shortages.
Yeah. Yeah. I like you because you're the first Jewish person I met. And that's right. I need to hold on to that. That's why I like you.
Am I the first Korean person you've met?
That's a good question.
What?
Am I the first Korean person you've met?
Isaac, I was second degree black belt in Taekwondo. I passed my black belt test because Grandmaster Mu Yong Yun flew in from Seoul, South Korea to test me and like four other kids for my black belt.
Okay, yeah.
So no, you are not.
So you're
the
second is what he's saying.
That dude was from Omaha for sure. A grandmaster in from fucking Seoul.
He drove in from Modesto.
I watched him do a push-up on his pinkies. I watched him do a backspin and break a board from somebody who was holding. There was a grown-up with another grown-up on their shoulders holding a board. This guy was 80, and he did a backspin and broke the board. He did a push-up on his pinkies. This is going to sound fake, but it's not. He laid on the ground and put a board on his stomach and let a motorcycle ride over it. This is all.
Why haven't we heard about this until just now?
You have plenty of times.
I've never heard about this man.
I don't know much, but I know that guy didn't fly from South Korea to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to watch five kids get their black belt.
My black belt certificate is signed by people from the Kukiwon, which is the World Taekwondo Federation headquarters in Seoul, South Korea. It's signed.
I got a Sean Kemp autograph, you know? Like,
I thought my dad got me one of those Joe Montana plaques back in the day and I thought I was like, "Doh, bro, you got it. Thank you." Come to find out it was like $18 a pro image or something. Like,
hey, come on, man. It's all right.
Anyway,
it's all right.
How do we get from there to frozen pizza? That's the kind of ride you're on with this show.
That's the kind of range.
Tombstone frozen pizza.
Delicious. Delish-losh.
Grandmaster Mu Yong Yun. Mu Yong Yun.
Ranch, sriracha, whatever else you got. David Boyd, time for your first pick.
Ooh, I'm taking those $1. Well, they were $1 for a while. I don't know if they're $1 anymore. No, you don't. I don't think you do. I'm taking the $1 banquet pot pies.
Oh no.
Damn, I love them though.
Those things, man. It's like,
they take
so long to cook. So you're like, it's really, it's like.
Oh, you're an oven guy, huh?
Oh.
I'll mic them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of I'll them are them. Oven only.
Yeah, I think the banquet ones are oven only. I think you can microwave the Marie Callender's.
Those oven onlys, is that because the chicken isn't cooked yet? What's going on there?
I don't know, but it's like...
I think it's the shit that they're in, the tin or whatever. You can't put it in a microwave.
The oven only was too high a cost of admission for me. If I picked up a box and it said oven only on it, I said, go with God. I wish you nothing but luck, but I won't be eating you today.
No, I used to fucking love it. Like the banquet specifically, it tasted like it's one of the only frozen foods that like actually tasted like a homemade meal.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
That you know gravy, what I mean?
It didn't taste like, oh, mom's not coming home tonight. It tasted
you did two
like
at a time.
Yeah, of course. They were a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, when I first left the house and I was kind of out on my own, mm-hmm. a dollar. I mean, it was just. Really got me through some hard times. Tastes great. Still tastes great. Still tastes great. Like you can taste it and you still be like, that shit's fire.
Tons of pepper. I would do two at a time. And then when they were both done, I'd like dump them on the plate, mix them all together. So it was kind of like a stew. I didn't like eat them out of the thing. And then just tons of pepper. And it was, that'd be dinner. A big dinner for $2.
Sean, would you fish the carrot medallions out of there or what?
I would eat them.
My man.
I would eat them. I'd eat that disgusting slop.
You know, the only downside to those, the dollar banquet Popeyes, man, hot as shit when they come out.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You gotta
and
wait.
I wasn't
like,
a real patient boy.
You gotta wait like 10 minutes, 15 minutes to eat those things. Crazy hot when they come out.
Or you wait 5 minutes and then you do that kind of bite where you're like, ho.
Yeah. Like, you don't even know if you like it.
Yeah. You're like, I don't, the flavor is just hot.
Yeah. You got the jizz face.
Yeah. And you're like blasting air out over it somehow. It's like cradled in your tongue.
I would use tortillas. I'd get tortillas in there. I would make pot pie wraps every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Like I would get a tortilla and just fill it with the pot pie ingredients and make a little pot pie wrap.
That kind of sounds good, actually. You know
it,
what?
I it get
is
it.
Good. Thank a voice of reason. It is good.
So even with the crust, you would crumble the crust up?
Yeah. I would just cut the whole thing. Like I would dump them out of the cups or whatever and just cut the whole shit up, mix it all together. So yeah, it was just like stew almost.
That's kind of like cooking.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
They were good. It's what, like, whenever I can get a nice pot pie, it's always fun. Like when you're at a restaurant and they do have like a legit big pot pie, it's a good get.
I never really get it in a restaurant. It's
not
like
a pot pie man.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'll eat it if it's around. It's never what leaps out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love a good pot pie. I mean, the frozen one specifically, but yeah. But that's my first pick.
Excellent first pick.
And a dollar. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to go here, something that might be a little bit more local. But I'm going to take the frozen burrito, but I'm going to take specifically the Reeser brand frozen burrito.
Reeser, huh?
I think I know what you're talking. Let me look it up.
I don't know what it is now. I just remember
local to what? L.A., Portland, or
well, Reeser was Portland.
Okay,
was Oregon. Yeah, the Baja Cafe now is what they're called.
Oh yeah, okay. I remember. Yeah.
Dude,
just
did you have a whole method for those?
There was
too?
Like a spicy red hot beef, specifically the red hot beef frozen burrito.
And if the Bolivian hit squad, dude.
I've probably eaten five, like 10,000 of those in my life, and I don't think one of them was cooked all the way through. I don't think a single one of them. Those things were like the earth itself. There was always like a hot middle and then like polarized caps on either side. It never warmed up all the way through, right? And I just didn't care.
It would be hot as shit in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's hot as shit in the middle.
It's ending up the same temperature where it's going. You know what I mean? Right in my stomach. So I don't care. At all. But the red hot beef one, it was just the right kind of spicy. Sometimes you're hitting that with the sriracha. Sometimes you've got like an open sour cream where you're like dolloping a little sour cream. Dollop some sour cream. I would come home in between daily doubles or daily triples of football and eat like six of those and then go right to sleep.
Yeah, right. That's always the kicker. Right to bed.
Right to bed.
I would do three, and halfway through the microwave process, I would take the middle one out and move it to one of the sides and put one of the side ones in the middle because I was like, I'm going to try to even out the cooking. And I would poke little holes in the middle with the fork, and then I would fill it with little shredded cheese if I was getting crazy and let that cook a little bit.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I wish I had an ounce of that kind of patience when I was microwaving food, and I never did.
Yeah, no, it was to get it.
When was the last time you had yourself a microwave burrito? It's been a while for me.
Well, I feel like not that long. Because they also had, I used to get some Whole Foods that were actually pretty good.
They would get the like the $5 ones that actually felt like burritos, kind of like big ones.
Yeah. Those aren't, by the way, I've had those. They're not better than a Reese's.
No, they're not.
They're not better. They're like, they're different. They're worse, in fact. That's the word I was looking for.
It's a microwave burrito. That's what, like, it's a microwave burrito. They all
but
are.
But they are, in fact, made worse by the foolish attempt to make them better. You know what I mean? Where they're in there, like, putting, like, real beans or whatever. It, like, stop it. Please stop it.
That's all I want.
You want the middle to be some kind of a gelatinous single
processed
substance. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Cat food looking.
Burrito juice. Like,
burrito juice.
Yeah,
squeezes,
man,
out the corner when you bite it. I don't know.
Like a tortilla go-gurt. Like a zesty go-gurt.
They're so good. Yep.
Yeah, that's the song.
Three hot ones right out of the gate.
Yeah, we came out good, guys.
And then, as it is a serpentine draft, I'm going to go ahead and take, now let me know if this is okay or if this is too broad. Too broad. I'm going to take the Ben and Jerry's family of ice cream treats.
That's fine.
I think that's okay. I wasn't.
So you're taking like ice cream, but we can still.
I'm taking Ben and Jerry's ice cream pints specifically.
Right.
So yeah, you can go out if you want to take other brands.
Still
that doesn't bother
plenty
me
of frozen treats. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of other frozen treats. I specifically want the Ben and Jerry's. If I had to pick, if you forced me into it, if you held a gun up to my head, if you backed me into a corner, fish food. They got like chocolate covered fish. They got like a marshmallow vein.
Ben and Jerry's. I'm not a big sweets guy, but
you're not a sweets guy. I won't eat fish food just because it's got the word fish. I'll eat it, but I never buy it because it's got the word fish in it. I know it doesn't have seafood in it.
You are a wild man.
I know.
You don't even eat like Swedish fish?
I hate Swedish fish for a different reason. I just can't.
He hates the Swedes.
Yeah, I don't like the politics. I can't deal with how they run
fucking
their country.
Scandinavians.
Yeah.
Well, the way they fucking dominate Eurovision, it's just like they're good, but they're not that good. You know what I mean? It's irresponsible.
I like Americone Dream. Netflix and Chilled is a pretty fun one. A newer one.
I haven't had that one.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Don't they have the ones with the core? Like it's like. Yeah.
It's like a candy core. Mm-hmm. If I go to an ice cream place, I like to keep it pretty simple. But if I'm going into the freezer aisle, give me that garbage. Give me that garbage. Just mix it up. Just throw shit in there. I want a debris heavy, just fucking chunked up situation.
Yeah,
and Ben and Jerry's
I'll put some caramel syrup on it when I get home too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I'll really keep myself awake. And also, Derry doesn't agree with me anymore, and I know what I'm doing.
You're getting Jewish in your old age.
Does it still work for you, Derry, or is it getting harder the older you get?
It hurts.
You sound like an aging basketball player.
But I still lace them up every now and then.
Yeah, I'm not ready to hang up the skates.
I mean, my recoup time, I can't play back-to-backs anymore.
Yeah,
I certainly can't do back-to-backs anymore. But in the playoffs, I'll get us there. I'm like Isaac's Clippers a little bit.
Yeah, right, that's a low blow, man. That's a low blow.
You know what I mean? A lot of scheduled rest.
DNP rests.
Yeah, coach's decision. There's something very 80s about Ben and Jerry's to me too. It feels like your parents cutting loose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Some like pastel wallpaper about it that I like.
It is nice too. You get yourself a little, seems like it's a one sitting amount of ice cream, even though it's way more than one sitting.
Definitely not.
Like you can.
When you go look at the serving sizes on there and you're like 3.5.
that's crazy. What am I, a health nut?
Nah, that feels personal. David, time for your second pick.
Ooh, second pick. This is weird because this is a later edition. I don't really buy them that much, but they are fire. I just can't have that shit in my house all the time. I'm taking the, tell me if you guys have ever done this. I'm taking the White Castle sliders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're, I don't know why, frozen. Somehow they're able to totally recreate the White Castle experience.
They lose nothing in translation.
Nothing in translation.
They lose nothing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's the Pablo Neruda poem of the frozen food aisle. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's just when you do it, you're like, wait, so is this what they're doing at White Castle? They're
probably.
Just like, I go
that's
there,
the feeling you miking. Have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they are steamed, fine. Right? At White
yeah,
Castle.
They're steaming it.
Maybe that's why it's so. Because when Harold and Kumar came out, I had never been to White Castle and we didn't have it in Colorado.
Yeah.
And then those frozen ones came out and I tried it and I was like, this is, yeah, I would have done all kinds of shit for that too.
I've still never been to one.
When you go to one, it's not as good.
No.
Yeah, I've never.
The fries are kind of a bummer.
I've only seen like five drive.
Really?
Wherever. Yeah. They're not. I don't think there's any in Portland. There's sure none in Sioux Falls. I don't remember ever seeing them in LA.
Could you put a frozen White Castle burger into a steam cooker? Like it was like home. Like.
I bet
you could. Yeah,
can you do that shit with air fryers? Can you put like, is that a steam cooker? Is that the same thing? Or are they different?
It's more like a mini oven. An air fryer is more like a mini oven. A steam cooker is like an instant pot.
Yeah.
Maybe a steam mm-hmm. cooker.
Or even just talking about like what you put
like a
homemade dim sum. No, like one of those
the bamboo things.
Like a bamboo basket.
Yeah, you could do that.
I forgot a Dutch oven was a real thing other than a fart under the blanket. I forgot you could like cook food in a Dutch oven.
I mean, you can.
you can cook up a bad attitude in a Dutch oven, I'll tell you that.
If you go to a baseball, if you watch a baseball game and somebody says they hit an upper decker, what do you think that is?
Poop at the toilet and a party on top. They hit an upper decker. I'm like, why'd they go take a shit up there? They're in the middle of a game.
Well, that's gross. It's weird they give them a run for that.
Oh, an upper decker is a thing that doesn't make any sense.
Never done it.
No, me either.
Me neither. No, you got to be a dark, twisted individual to do an upper decker at a party. They invited you to a party. That's why I don't get like, hey, let's fuck with this house that we got to go to a party at.
Let's
come on.
Poop in the tank. Shout out to the visionary who did that first.
If you're going
to
do it, do it at
home. That's not what he was.
And he's definitely not listening to this because that person's dead. Whoever did that for the first time is dead.
They killed him because they caught him.
That right there is enough of a deterrent. The fact that I might get caught, even by somebody who would laugh and think it was funny, I'd still can't be in that position. Standing on a toilet pooping in the top of it.
Standing in the toilet. Pooping
on the
top of it. White Castle Sliders. Shout out to the White Castle Sliders at Kennard in Portland, Oregon. My favorite restaurant.
Oh my gosh, oh,
nice,
those are good.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't know they had them there.
Woo!
Sliders are. I love a little slider.
They are.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else, Sean. You just said they are.
Yeah, they are. Looking at my picks here.
Okay.
They are dank.
They are.
They are dank.
Sean Jordan, time for your second and third picks, as it is a serpentine draft.
So, second pick, Stan Savory, pick Hot Pockets.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Hot Pocket.
It's funny because you get the same problem as you do with the microwave burritos. I would use the sleeve. I'm one of the only people I met that would like actually put them in that weird microwave sleeve.
I would use the sleeve. Yeah.
Dude, I always was like, why not? They give it to me, so I'm going to use it. And then I would do it for like a minute, take them out. I'd poke holes with the fork and twist a little bit so it would open up so they'd vent. And then I'd put them in for like another minute. And Hot Pockets. Barbecued chicken, always been my favorite. Not the chunk barbecued grilled chicken, but like the thin one that feels like lunch meat chicken almost. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That one's always been my favorite. And then they started getting nuts with like the pretzel buns and all this stuff. All good. Love them all. Hot Pockets. Really
easy.
To me,
they've gone too far.
I never graduated past pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
I don't like them though that much.
Healthy. You know, they got lean pockets and you're like, stop it. It's mean to do to people. Be like, oh, I got the healthy Hot Pockets. They don't exist.
Just do one thing. Just maybe not one, but do three things. Because the ham and cheese was also good. I don't know. I'm not one to like... stifle innovation here. I don't want to come off like that, but...
No, but then they get to like, you know, broccoli, chicken, carbonara or whatever, and you're like, it's just different chicken. You could, I mean, just have your chicken selection and be like, this is white chicken, here's red chicken, here's yellow chicken. These are...
Full-blown honesty time. Did you ever put your wiener in one of those Hot Pocket jackets?
No, but what I did do, not even that long ago, was put it in a toilet paper tube because I was like, I wonder if it will fit. in a toilet paper tube. So that's the one embarrassing thing I have put my wiener in.
Feels like yes, right? Oh,
I thought you were talking about a Hot Pocket sleeve. You put your wiener in a toilet paper tube recently.
I did. Ian was talking about a Hot Pocket sleeve.
Yeah, I was talking about putting your wiener in a Hot Pocket sleeve, which would be funny. Yeah.
It'd
be
I fun got confused. I thought you were talking about putting a Hot Pocket sleeve in a toilet paper tube. I didn't realize you were talking about putting your penis in there.
No, the wiener, yes, to calm everyone down. The wiener does fit just fine. But, you know, not
did
a ton
you think
of
it wouldn't? Good for you.
Were you erect or not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I was gonna say, like,
yeah, I wasn't doing the job, but I was like, I wonder. And so yeah.
What time of day was this?
It was a while ago. I don't know. Noon?
I know you and Lauren are still together, but it feels like a day you didn't have custody somehow. Even
yeah,
though that's...
like
oh, this is way before Max.
Oh,
I mean,
this is pretty okay.
This is probably when I maybe eight years ago I did that.
Oh, you were saying it happened recently.
That's what I was saying. It was.
I'll do it again before we're done recording this if
go
you
do
want.
It right
don't
now.
Test me.
Yeah, go check.
That means I got to rock up. I can't.
Get a boner and with toilet paper put it on and see if you can hold it up with toilet paper.
That's a strong one.
You should train your, get your dick all buff by doing like toilet paper roll lifts.
Yeah, get it ready for beach season.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's damn near here. You're lucky you got a June gloom.
Dude, I'll go to Savvy Island. I got to let him know.
Go to Savvy Island nude beach with a buff dick.
Have you? There's a guy. There's like, if you Google Savvy Island, like naked guy, there's like one naked famous dude who's got like a hanger down to his knees. Dude.
Hammer.
It is.
Yeah.
He's all leather skinned. He's buck looking.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hot Pockets. It's fun that we got to where we got.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
And your third pick?
My third pick, I'm going to go to the Breakfast World.
Wow. Ooh.
And I've been doing this as of late. This has been happening because Max likes them. So I'm going to go Eggo waffles.
Oh, come on.
Classic.
Top tier pick.
Yeah.
Sean is killing it.
I was taking that next, man. I fucking loved Eggos.
Yeah.
Blueberry, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Waffles. That was a weird time.
Do you think they're doing a little too much now, or are you fine with what they're doing?
Well, I mean, they seem to be doing a lot, but it was like, I don't know. When I was a kid, I feel like they were more experimental. I mean, you remember the Cinnamon Toast Waffle?
Yeah.
Like
yes.
All that. They were going nuts back then. Are they still doing that?
They still have those. And they have thick ones now, like thick Cinnamon Toast Waffles that like you really don't need any syrup for. They're just like candy almost.
Hmm.
It's pretty wild.
I believe that.
Have you toyed with the, do you have a waffle iron?
We have a little one that makes heart-shaped waffles that I got Laura for Mother's Day like 2 years ago, I think.
That's cute, and I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
You ever make pancakes? What do you do? What
she makes pancakes all the time. Probably twice a month she'll make pancakes, and she'll make like 30. And they're, because they're like little guys, like if you flatten a baseball maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And I do not make pancakes. Sometimes she'll walk me through it, and then, you know, in the same where it's like, all right, so you're not going to remember
pancakes
this.
Pancakes aren't tough, though. Pancakes aren't. That's not a tough thing to make.
We have a griddle, like a Foreman kind of, but you can flip it over and it's a griddle, you know?
Oh, like a flat top.
Like a flat top thing.
Yeah, so you make the whole breakfast on there.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I forget that we have tools. I've just been so broke in like forever. So I just always think about microwave or like boiling water. Those are the only two ways I think I can prepare food. It's like, no, you can use, we have a bunch of stuff that you can use to make food.
Yeah, go crazy.
Doesn't have to be mac and cheese or Hot Pockets, but a lot of the times it is.
Are you sampling these Eggos every time you make one?
I have been lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been getting the different ones.
Eggos is a slippery slope for me, man. I'll crush a whole. You just crush those things.
I put so much syrup on them. It's my condiment game doesn't change, breakfast or not. So I'll like.
You can also go sans condiment. Yeah. I think an Eggo's good on its own.
Well, that's what Max does, dude. Because she wants toast. Every day she wakes up, she's like, she wants toast.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want anything on it, so she's just eating bread, which is fine. But I'm like, we can get you a little bit more than bread. We can church up the bread a little bit. So I just make her a plain waffle, and she digs that.
I'm your father. You don't have to eat bread.
You don't got to just eat bread. You can.
We're doing fine, okay? We're doing fine.
Some like lame miss shit.
Yeah. Can I have a piece of toast? Of course you can have a piece of toast, but you will have more than that. You will have a blueberry frozen waffle is what you will have. You are my daughter. Oh. I mean, she can say her full name now. It's pretty cute.
Maxine, I'm too old for this shit, Jordan.
Maxine, Shaquille, Aloysius, Jordan. She can say the whole thing now.
David Moore, time for your third pick.
I have to get a dessert at some point because it's the freeze. Okay, yeah, you know what? I'm taking those, the Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Come on. Oh. Summer vacation, crushing one of those.
The texture.
Whatever that is, the cookie gets on your hands or whatever.
It's so sticky. It's so sticky.
Yeah, but that shit was amazing.
Where it, like the cookie relents and then that firm ice cream, but not too firm. Not too firm. Just give it just a little bit. Just like, ooh. Uh-huh. Just, ooh.
I don't like ice cream that's like hard to get into. That's why those sandwiches are good, because it's like soft ice cream. Push out the sides a little bit.
Yeah. It was just, oh, they're so tasty.
God. Oh, they're so sticky too.
God. You sounded like you were in a Brazzers video.
Yeah, that came from deep inside.
It's ancient. It's an ancient lust.
It is, yeah.
It was one of those things that you'd get one at school sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were like, not. Yeah, and they're like, not too big. You know, they're perfect size.
To eat three of them?
Yeah.
Perfect size to eat.
Well within a teacher's budget.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That was when you had like, when I lived with like crews of dudes, you'd buy a box of those and you would just have to be prepared. You'd get one. Maybe two, but you'd have to be prepared. Like when that was in the freezer, everyone was just gonna.
It's like getting some juice. That shit's gone.
It wasn't like, this is mine. It was just like, all right, I gotta eat as many of these as I feel comfortable eating.
Because you're gonna track down who ate them? Nobody's gonna admit it. Who ate all my ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah.
We all did.
Yeah, everybody, dude. It's, yeah, all or nothing. But yeah, that was, those are so clutch.
Neapolitan, too. Good little twist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got
like three ice cream picks and a sandwich all wrapped into one.
Church it up a little bit. I must express, though, that I don't mean a Klondike bar. I mean an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a Klondike bar.
Klondike's a dink.
Well, I mean, if we're going to get into it now, is anybody going to pick it? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I wasn't going to.
The structure there, it leaves something to be desired.
That hard chocolate, because when you break a piece of that hard chocolate, it's like an ice cap broke off or something. Yeah. And so then you have to take that whole piece off, and now you just have a bunch of exposed ice cream.
The ice cream is good, though.
It is.
Yeah.
So is the ice chocolate.
Cream is good. But the chocolate as gets is, on your hands.
As is all hell. Ice cream. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but the cookie stays there. Like the cookie, it breaks where your teeth go in. And a Klondike, when you bite it, it just all shatters. It's like you just hit glass or something.
It's an emotionally fragile piece of ice cream.
It needs therapy.
Yeah.
It's just not. It doesn't stand on its own well. Yeah.
Mork ass sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Mork.
But yeah.
Time for my third and fourth picks. I'm going to take this in the third round because it's a first round talent, but I'd get laughed out of the gym for taking it in the first round.
Okay.
With my third pick, I'm taking a big old bag of ice.
That just popped into my a second ago. I was like, I wonder if anyone's going to take a bag of ice. I didn't think about that.
I got two in my freezer right now, but all right.
It's a good utility player.
I mean, I love it. I love ice.
Any number of things. Put it in a beverage. It's fantastic. Maybe you're like cooking some veggies and you need to shock them. You know, you boiled some veggies up. You need to shock them. You throw them in ice, put them in a cocktail. It's fantastic. It's clutch. If you show up to a barbecue or a party with a big bag of ice, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Put it on the beers. They were getting warm.
Yeah.
You always need the ice because nobody thinks like that. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to bring 15 white claws.
You always need the ice. That's something that I'm really familiar hearing, you know.
That's exactly right. You always need the ice.
You always need
that's
the ice.
That's his new podcast.
Yeah.
You always need the ice.
This pick is dedicated to our new super producer. So just so we're clear about that. But it's also just stands on its own. It's fantastic. You just need it. And I feel like my cat is being so cute right now. I'm sorry. I was a little distracted. She's just like stretching up on the wall. There's nothing there. She's like, Eddie.
Dude, anyway. Betty caught a mouse the other night at the crib. A fucking live
mouse. The
mouse
who got Laura pregnant?
No, that was a rat.
That was a rat.
And I murdered that thing. That thing is dead. I let this mouse live its days out in the park. We caught it live, took it down to the park. I digress.
following my big old bag of ice pick.
Ice pick, dude.
Corn dogs.
Oh, darn it. Good pick.
That was like a fundamental, between those and the Reese's frozen burritos, it was a fundamental part of my childhood. It was just a bit, I imagine they were got at Costco, just a big old bag, probably about 100 count.
Yeah. You're talking like stick-in corn dogs, right?
The blue box, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blue box.
Open like a briefcase?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I couldn't tell you what brand it is, but I could tell you it's a big old box of corn dogs. Microwave three of them, hit them with the ketchup and the mustard.
Uh-huh.
And then you take yourself to church.
If you were on the go, if I was in a hurry, I'd just put the like line the whole side like horizontal with the condiment so I could just eat it flat, you know, like if I had to leave immediately.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you something, because me and I brought this up to the homie the other day. We were talking about, you ever made homemade corn dogs?
No, I've never done that.
Like make the breading and all that?
I'm thinking of getting in there, like getting Costco hot dogs, doing the cornmeal myself, and making homemade corn dogs.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
No.
Yeah.
I used to go to Hot Dog on a Stick all the time when I worked at ABC on a mouse, or at ABC on a mouse, ABC Mouse, and it made me like, appreciate the art of, because they would dip it and like you'd get to watch the whole thing get made. It was fun.
We're of the age now where we could be dipping our own corn dogs.
I think we could dip our own dogs.
Yeah. We could be dipping our dogs.
I mean,
I'm doing it.
Maxine's going to be 2 in June.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it before the weekend's up.
Fucking do it. Maybe get some spice. You know what? Mix it up. Get a chorizo and dip it. See what happens.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
See what happens. Mm-hmm.
What if I get a bratwurst?
What are you going to dip any fucking sausage
curly
in there?
Get a big curly kielbasa and just dip the whole, well, get a big curly stick.
If I'm going to eat a sausage, it's contractually. Shout out to Gold Star Sausages, the best in Denver. They're local.
Sausage.
I fuck with Gold Star Sevi, yeah. Maybe it's not local. Maybe it's not only in Colorado. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. You still,
I want it to be.
But you're brand loyal with a sausage, and that's a place, that's a goal that any one of us would be lucky.
Oh, yeah, we
to
buy
attend.
Them by the case.
The frozen corn, the amount of nights where I spent staying up till like 4 a.m. playing Goldeneye, where like a Lincoln log cabin of corn dog sticks were on my mom's coffee table, is too numerous for me to count.
Oh, that's so sick.
David, we're going to get to your fourth pick, but not until we take another short little break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. Already in progress, Ian Carmel of the Beaverton Carmels just selected frozen corn dogs in the Freezer Aisle Food All Fantasy Everything draft. It is now time for David Borey's fourth pick.
All right. So this is a specialty player, and I know that. But in some people are going to remember, some aren't. This very specific. Do you guys remember? I don't know why I'm laughing before. Do you guys remember the Stouffer's microwave panini?
No.
And you used to have to open the box and fold it, and then like you would put the panini on top of the box. It tasted like a panini from a restaurant.
So I forget what they're called, but it's like Big Hunk vegetables. Or something like that. But there's fuck vegetables, dude. Never again. There's a company that does that right now. They got those big thick paninis that you put up on, like they make you can make a coffee table out of the box. Yes. And like put it on top of that. Yeah. So I know what you're talking about. They're fantastic.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like, bro, that shit was like, I was transported from my kitchen at Sylvan House to like some kind of a corner bistro. It was like they tasted like real bought product. It was amazing.
There's something so wonderfully American about freezer food technological advances. Like everything good about this country, all of the promise of America can be found in that little jack you put on Hot Pockets, the little table you make for a panini. Like everything, like every time you like see that, you're like, some guy who works at like a frozen food company in the Midwest bought himself a lake cabin off of that.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It looks like if I had enough of it, it would shield me from the sun or something. Like I'd be safe if I went out on the sun and walked around an outfit made of that stuff. Hot Pocket sleeve.
Listen, I've never cooked a pizza in a brick oven, but I have cooked a panini on a table, and it feels similar, I imagine.
Yeah, it must.
Like, yeah, I used to, man, they're so good. They were cheap. It almost felt like, I think they stopped making them. Like, it felt like they caught on to how good they were, and they were like, we got to pull it.
We got
to
control it. Yeah.
We got to pull it.
Because it was like people just weren't leaving their houses anymore. You know what happened was Big Panini got a hold of them.
Oh my God, man.
Big Panini sounds like the nickname of a basketball player from the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Big Panini?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Tony Big Panini Robinson or something like that.
He was a white guy, but he played in the ABA.
Exactly, yeah.
Above the rim. He was all above the rim.
Big Panini stops at green lights and goes on red lights, dude. You can't tell him anything.
But yeah, those things were like, man, I hope if you guys out there listening remember those, hit me up somehow. I don't know how, but.
Fellow 28-year-olds.
At one of us on Twitter, and then we'll tell David.
Fellow 28-year-olds. It's just, they were crazy. It was crazy how good they were.
Stouffer's Paninis.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Big Panini. You know what? Extra little ingredient came in that fold-out table? Dignity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They respected me as a consumer is what it felt like.
I deserve this. I deserve a little something extra. Sean Jordan, time for your fourth. And then your final picks. How about that?
So tell me if you guys remember these. This you got me sparked here, David. So this is going to be my sweet treat. The Flintstones Push Pops. You guys remember
those? Brother. Come on. Yes. Bro, yeah. Those shits, they were like orange cream.
Yeah.
Yes. It was like blueberry, red. I can taste them now that I'm talking about it. It's like blueberry, they had red, and they were all like creamsicle before creamsicle was like a flavor or whatever. And they were so, so good. And I don't know if they even make them anymore, but.
Those things were crazy.
I would get to the bottom of those, and I'd be like sucking melted Flintstones juice out of those weird plastic tables at the bottom.
And it got to be flat, and you're like, this sucks. I want more.
Yeah, it was a weird setup for a candy or what. Like the push tube is like, who invented that? That guy's on a lake right now.
Yeah, that guy's definitely on a lake.
Because it's a game. They made a game and a treat at the same time. They gave you some like some control over what you were doing. It was just you could control how much push pop was out at one time.
Flintstone's in-house accountant was like earning his check, dude. They were diversified. Yeah. They were
between
spread
that and
out.
The vitamins, they had us locked.
They were recession proof. Yeah. They could do anything. They were like, whether it's vitamin times or push pops times, we're good. We're golden.
Yeah.
Let's make candy for these. Let's make bedtime candy for these kids or whenever. That's when I took my vitamins. And all the time I was like, this is candy. This is bedtime candy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is night candy.
Chewable vitamins.
Night candy and big panini, dude. They're gonna be in the remake of Roadhouse.
I think it's actually Rihanna's parents.
Night candy and big panini.
I think that's what happens when they come together.
Night candy only hang glides. If he can't hang glide there, he's not going.
Dude. Yeah, those things. They don't make them anymore, right? Like, I'm just grasping at straws. Because in my mind now,
I think they still
like,
make them, but, like, it's a Narnia situation where after you turn 30, you can't see them anymore. So yeah. I'll ask David to look.
Yeah, I'll find them for you.
David and Isaac can go on the hunt.
Yeah.
yeah, man. That was my sweet treat. And for my fifth pick, I'm going Arby's Curly Fries.
Oh, they're brand new.
Wow, okay.
They're only...
What a draft.
I've only
Sean
been
Jordan.
Seeing them for, like, a year. Or whatever, but like Arby's curly fries. I remember Laura showed me. She made the fatal mistake of showing me one day in Fred Meyer. And I was like, oh. So now we just got a bag on hand at the crib at all times.
I like that.
And now I know how easy it is. Like I just got to preheat the oven, put them in. And then I got Arby's fries. And she's like, yep, that's all you got to do. It's dank. You can even, like, if you want to go in and pick out the curliest of the pigtails, you can do all that. You can just make a whole tray of pigtails. And then, you know what I mean? How you get one, normally one or two of those real dank ones when you get actual Arby's fries. You can do the whole shit yourself. And a whole, it's like oops all berries, oops all dreidels, but with, you know, fries. And it's dank.
Love it.
Doesn't take much, does it?
No, I'm excited about stuff.
Yeah,
and also,
great.
I don't know if the oops all dreidels was on this draft or the previous one.
It
so
was on
if
the
I
previous
like
one. That's just a little Easter egg for the Patreon heads. For the Patreon listeners, that chicken draft got heated.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Like a tray of Arby's curly fries, it got heated.
Yeah, we left it all on the field.
Yeah.
And also, they sell Arby's sauce and horsey sauce at the store now. So you're really not drawing me into the restaurant anymore, Arby's, but I appreciate what you're doing for me.
The in-house sit-down experience of eating it at Arby's?
I do like their three
pepper
sauce.
That magic is gone,
like,
for you?
I'll tell you what the thing about Arby's is that I still enjoy that a lot of these places are leaving by the wayside is they still have their condiment pump station.
Yeah.
Where you don't get packets, you don't get little ramekins. You get ramekins, but you fill it yourself. You can pump, we would just take the tray and just pump a lake of Arby's sauce onto our tray.
Well, COVID never happened at Arby's. No, never made it through that door.
Not inside those hallowed halls.
Yeah, man. God, I still love an Arby's. That's where we went. I want to say we went to Arby's on Laura's birthday like 4 years ago. Like that was where
How
she chose to go.
How the fuck did you swing that?
I was her choice, I think.
And she married you?
I mean, of course.
Hey, Laura!
Laura.
Hey, Laura!
She's been called in.
Yes, I can hear pots and pans. She's either mad or cooking.
When does she pay?
Laura.
You're close enough to the mic.
What year did we go to Arby's on your birthday?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
What year did we go to Arby's on your birthday?
I've been
birthday?
Taking dating advice from this
we
guy.
We did go on your birthday.
Oh, that's not a great idea.
We did. She's in the room now.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of what would happen if I brought Dana to Arby's.
Is that a smoke alarm in your hand? I think she came in here with a smoke alarm in her hand, like doing grown up, I own a house stuff. And I'm over here making her admit she went to Arby's on her birthday one time. It's her choice. Anyway.
Well, now you don't have to. You can do it all at home.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
David, time for your final pick.
So it's tough. There's so much on the board.
I know.
But I'm taking this. I can't believe I got it in the fifth round. I cannot believe I'm getting this in the fifth round. I'm taking Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so pizzaed up already they're so good.
It's, come on. It was a revolution.
Yeah.
It was a revolution.
Yeah, that was.
It swept the nation. I think we all, everybody knows. You know what I mean?
So dippable.
It was, I mean... I feel like we're the right age. Like when we were kids is when they came out. Like it was a hot new treat.
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
New hot treat?
When we were kids. No,
just... Did you have a system or did you just put the whole pizza roll in your mouth and just hope it was cooled down by then?
Oh, I dipped them in ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I made them in the oven and I dipped them in ranch.
Oh, it's so good.
Because making them in the oven, the microwave is good, but they're so soggy. When you make them in the oven, it gets that crisp.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I still put them in the microwave.
I know. Who among us?
Somebody else was making them. If it was like somebody's mom at a sleepover and she'd went the oven route, that was always a great day.
Oh my God. Yeah. She came through with like the big ass bowl of oven made pizza. Like, damn.
If you're just like, don't tell me when you start making them, tell me when they're done. I don't want to. I mean, that's the thing you have to
do. Yeah, I can't wait that half hour. You do just got to be like, I got pizza rolls.
And don't even bother asking, do people want pizza rolls? Yes.
Just make them,
Of course. Of course they do.
If you put them in a bowl and poured milk over them, I'd eat them.
Yeah. Pizza roll cereal. Just so good. Can't really tell the difference between the flavors. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't at all.
What I would do. To check the heat is I would bite off the end and I would like squish out the guts for one of them.
Then depending on
how hot they were, then I would gauge the throwing.
I'd
the
squish
whole
out
pizza
the guts
into
my thumb, snort it up.
Yeah. Chop it up. Rub a little bit on your gum.
Yeah.
That's what you do. The first day you get to prison, that's what you got to do.
No, man. Yeah. Pizza rolls. The perfect size. Just straight up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's like they shrank Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
That's one thing. They don't have enough room to make unnecessary moves in pizza rolls. They're still, it's just like cheese, pepperoni. It's about it.
No, it's prime real estate. It's all prime real estate.
You can't put like one piece of broccoli in a pizza roll.
No, I mean, so that's what I mean about you can't tell the difference between the flavors. What were the flavors? I don't know.
Pepperoni and cheese. I swear, sausage.
I think there was a sausage one. I think there was a Supreme one or something.
Yeah.
It's time for my final pick. The final pick of the draft. We've never done 6 rounds before. We could do 10 rounds on this.
Deep draft. I feel like we could do an extra round here.
We might. You know what? I think we save it.
Okay.
Or, we come back for a two?
We do a
round
two.
Two.
Or we like do that. A Trader Joe's only round.
Oh.
I mean, we'd have to get a sponsorship, Ian. You know, can you swing a...
I talked to Trader Giotto. I stayed at a luxury hotel with him in Boston.
Joseph, you call him. Joseph.
Trader Giotto?
Giotto. Before we do that, though, I have to take my final pick, which is Dino Nugs.
Yeah.
They're shaped like dinosaurs, man.
Good on you. Good on you.
Just fun to say Dino Nugs.
Dino Nugs. Just good a little Dino Nug you. Wandering into a pool of barbecue sauce, falls in. Oh, no. Happens all the time.
Something about the dinosaurs makes it taste better.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, poor you.
Oh, poor you. Oh, no. Oh, he got stuck in a T-Rex out for a walk with his family.
Yeah.
Oh, and he fell into a pool of honey mustard. Oh, no.
Oh, it ain't your day. The pterodactyl fork is going to come swipe you from the plate, drown you in a pool of hot sauce, of hot lava. Dino Nugs, bro.
Yeah.
I'm still in the frozen section pretty heavily, just like poking around. And there's...
No, everybody does.
There's a lot of shit over there, man. Like they're really doing good things.
It's the whole world.
There's brand name stuff. Like
evolved over the years to be like it's out of control.
I don't know if the TGI Fridays even has any brick and mortars anymore, but they're well represented in the frozen aisle.
Yes. They got a whole restaurant right there.
You can TGI Fridays on a Monday, as far as they're concerned, because you can take it home with you, my friend.
They open
the
door.
They really have transitioned though. I haven't seen a TGI Fridays in forever.
No. Absolutely not. But you can get like frozen potato skins. You can get mixers.
Love it.
A third thing.
Yeah, man.
Third thing.
Those are our picks. To recap, should we do it? Do you want to do a one round Trader Joe's special?
I can. I got a pick.
I actually got a few. You know what? Let's do a Trader Joe's draft.
All right.
In general.
Trader Joe's. Yeah, I like that too.
We're fucking
like
doing it.
Cool. I like that too.
I'd rather
keep this one short.
Holster your guns, gentlemen.
Yeah.
To recap, Sean, you went first. You took the Tombstone Frozen Pizza. You took Hot Pockets. You took Eggo Waffles. You took the Flintstones Push Pops. And then you took Arby's brand Frozen Curly Fries.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you went second. You took banquet pot pies, White Castle sliders, Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches, Stouffer's paninis with a fold-out table, and the Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah.
I went last. I took Reese's frozen burritos, Ben and Jerry's, a big old bag of ice, which I stand by, but it did hurt after you took pizza rolls in the fifth round. Corn dogs?
You're in it to help. You helped out other people
it's
with
for
that.
Everybody. And then Dino Nugs. We left a lot of stuff on the board, but we're not going to. Should we say it?
I feel like if we can do a part two, like.
Yeah,
we
definitely okay. can.
I'm down for that. Like, this is a two part.
All right.
Yeah. We've never done that. That should be.
We've never done that.
All right.
Yeah. Back
we're
to
gonna
back.
We're going
to
do it next. Isaac, do you still want to say your pick?
I feel like I should save my pick for part two, just in case one
save
of you guys
it
takes
two.
It. You know?
We'll keep the powder dry. Fuck, that does it. We want to hear your picks. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackity. Shout out to all the cool people on the AFE subreddit. Fuck you to the like 10 people who I don't fuck with anymore. You know why? No, I'm just joking. Even you guys are cool. Shout out to Super Producer Isaac on the ones and twos.
Wow, have I already earned Super Producer title?
The icebox is stocked, my friend.
I think it's apt. I think it's apt that my first full episode with all three of you is about frozen foods, and my name is Ice.
Yeah, I think it works.
Cold,
God
baby.
Did, to quote Sean Jordan, quoting DJ Khaled.
God did.
Shout out to Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haju Beats. Shout out to the little piece of grapefruit pith that just fell out of my mouth while I was recording. Shout out. And more important than all that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaclackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.